We'll conclude our brief look at FT8 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the November 11th Rain Report. We dedicate this week's report to the memory of the late Kelly Harris, KB9ZRM. Kelly, the night patrol will miss you terribly. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Warren Pugh, KC9IL, has worked a handful of countries digitally using FT8, the latest craze in amateur radio digital modes. Last week, we brought you the first of two excerpts from an interview with Warren by Rains Hapali, KC9RP. This week, we bring the conclusion of their conversation.
I would imagine that the use of these digital modes in the emergency communications field would be really good.
Some of them are appropriate and some of them are not. The JTs and FT8 are probably not appropriate for that because of the very limited amount of data that you can transmit. Again, as I mentioned earlier, these contacts are call sign, grid square, signal report, very, very basic. There are other modes, however, some of the MFSK modes that do much better with keyboard text, freeform information. Even things like FSQ, Fast Simple QSO, written by Murray Greenman. That's a free chat mode. And you can just type in whatever your message is, you hit the enter button, and away it goes. So it's almost like messaging on your cellular telephone. So there are some modes that have error correction that would be more appropriate if the information must be absolutely correct, where some of these other modes, they do not have error correction. You can tolerate missing a character here or there. It's not crucial, but in certain emergency services and disaster relief, where every message has to be perfect, they might not be appropriate.
Do all the digital modes operate essentially in the same part of each band? You mentioned 14074 is a frequency. How wide is that segment that you'll find these digital modes?
Well, they will differ depending on the band. Let's pick 40 meters, for example. You'll find PSK down around 7.030. And then you'll find other modes up around 7.070. And then the JTs and FT will be starting at 7.074, 7.076, 7.078. It's different by different bands, but in general, they're going to be in the CW and data part of the band, so you won't find these modes in the phone part of the band, but you have a segment. So, for example, FT8 is a 2 kilohertz wide segment, roughly the size of a single sideband voice channel. But in that space, you can have 20 to 30 QSOs going on simultaneously because of the width of these signals. An FT8 signal is about 48 cycles wide. A JT9 signal is, I think, less than 20, maybe 16 or 17 cycles wide. So if you look at these on a spectrum scope, you see all these yellow lines on the pan adapter, if you will, or the fish finder, as I like to call it. And they don't bother each other. They're not interfering with each other. You don't need to change the frequency on your radio. You just set it for 7.074, for example. And depending on where you click on the waterfall display is where you will be. So it's pretty efficient to be able to have 20 or 30 QSOs going on in the single space of one voice channel. Allows more people to get on. And as you know, Hap, QRM becomes a problem, especially during busy weekends. This allows people to stay in a fairly small area and not be bothered that all much, and carry on. So you can get on FT8, for example, and just start running. That's actually my favorite way to go. Start calling CQ, somebody answers you back, you answer them, thank you, QRZ, do it again. You can knock out, you know, a dozen QSOs or more in a very short period of time. It's a lot of fun. It takes a lot of the work out of it for you. FT8 has some automation in it that it knows what exchange comes next. So you can literally sit back and just watch it go.
Are there digital contests?
There are some digital contests. I haven't seen JT contests yet. But, for example, there's RIDI contests, been around for a long, long time. There are PSK31 contests. All of these modes are acceptable in things like field day. Although JT9, JT65, because of the lengthy amount of time it takes to complete a contact, they probably aren't terribly popular for field day. But I have to believe that for field day 2018, you're going to see a lot of FT8 going on.
You're listening to a conversation about FT8 with Warren Pugh, KC9IL, a devotee of FT8, a digital mode that is proving to be the best yet on HF. We'll conclude Hapali KC9RP's chat with Warren in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 on therainreport.com and heard Saturday nights during the amateur radio block of programming on shortwave station WTWW 5085 kHz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
What do you recommend for software for FT8?
I'm not aware of anything other than Joe Taylor's software, which is WSJT-X. The WS is weak signal, Joe Taylor. So WSJT-X, it is a free download. If you Google WSJT-X, you can find the links to it, but it's on his Harvard website. It's free software. It's an easy download. If you are operating any digital modes now, you're good to go. You know, all you really need is obviously your computer. You need some sort of sound interface. I like the Rig Blaster series, but there are others from MFJ and from Tigertronics, the Signal Link. But some way to couple your transmit and receive audio into your computer so the sound card can do its magic, and then just a way to control the key up of the radio, and that's all done by the software. So if you've got something like a Rig Blaster, you are good to go. You set your levels just like you would set for any other of these digital data modes. Turn off your compression and speech processing. Make sure that there's virtually no ALC action so you don't overdrive the thing and cause splatter and distortion, because then you're not being a good neighbor. But it's fairly simple to go. And as I said, if you are already operating any of these sound card modes like RIDI or PSK or JT, you are ready to go. You just download this software, fire it up, tune your radio to the appropriate frequencies, and have at it.
I have a five-year-old radio. It's a Kenwood TS-480 for HF. How well will that do on the digital modes?
It should do fine. None of these modes are exceptionally critical of frequency stability. Now, you don't want to be drifting up and down the band, but if your radio is reasonably stable, and what I've read indicates that any radio that's within the last 20 years or so should be stable enough to operate these modes, you don't need a lot of fancy filtering. Actually, they suggest that you turn off all your DSP on receive, widen it up as wide as your upper sideband voice channel allows, and you do run these modes using upper sideband. And let the software do its work. You don't need a high-performance receiver to work these modes. The software is what's doing all the heavy lifting.
You have prepared a presentation on FT8.
It was primarily the new software, the WSJT-X and FT8. I did reference some other modes in there just for comparison as far as how wide they are, what the data rate is, how sensitive they are, but it was primarily FT8.
Where can someone find that presentation to download it?
Well, I was able to record the audio from the presentation I did to the North Shore Radio Club a couple of weeks ago, and that's been put up on our club's website, which is ns9rc.org, ns9rc.org. The PDF version of the PowerPoint is there, and then the audio file of the roughly 45-minute presentation is there. We also did a live on-air demo via TeamViewer, which you can hear, but I'll have to leave it to the listener's imagination to see what was going on there. But if somebody wants to listen to that presentation, they can download it and listen. ns9rc.org. And in reviewing that audio file, I did realize that I had a couple of misstatements there. So people who are particularly astute will catch me on those. My recollection wasn't perfect and I misquoted something. But in general, you should be able to visualize where I was on the screen and what we were saying. But it's certainly helpful. And I've gotten word from some folks who've downloaded who were not able to attend. And he said it's almost as good as being there. So I would certainly encourage folks if they want to learn more and see some of the material, they can get them at our website. I think we should thank people like Joe Taylor, who he has a day job doing things like astronomy. But for him to take the time to write a piece of software like this, to have it accepted is, you know, we should be very grateful for guys like that. Go out and enjoy it. Push the boundaries. See how low can you go? How weak can you get? There's a certain amount of satisfaction of being able to work somebody thousands of miles away, getting thousands of miles per watt, as opposed to firing up the kilowatt and talking to Australia, and that's 8 miles per watt. Wonderful. But in these modes, you can do 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 miles per watt. And it just opens it up to people who may not think they are capable of operating HF and DX. Go for it and have fun.
And that concludes our conversation with inveterate digital devotee Warren Pugh, KC9IL, who provided us a cursory look at FT8, the latest and greatest digital mode to hit HF in quite a spell. The Rain Report is available 24/7 on therainreport.com and heard as part of the Saturday Night Amateur Radio Block on shortwave station WTWW on 5.085 MHz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Keep on hamming.